Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I have a quick show for you today. Something I was meditating on what people needed to know, and I got the prompt, talk about what to do when you feel like life is passing you by. And so I've got some intuitive wisdom for you to support you. If you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to live that amazing life you've been envisioning forever, now is your time, and I want to support you in doing that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, pay attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the Up Level Intuitive Coaching Package. All right, so here's what you do when you feel like life is passing you by. Now, I will say this. In my first initial search around this topic, like I tuned in intuitively, I was getting lots of downloads, and then I typically do a search around it, see what other people are saying about this topic. One of the things that did come up that when you are in a state of feeling like life is passing you by, you might need some psychological support, and so I want to encourage you to seek that out if you feel that that is necessary. Pray about it. Ask to be guided to the right support for you. There are support lines. There is talk space. You can seek out therapy through your health plan. Just talk to somebody and get some help around it if you're feeling like it might be more than just feeling bored in your life. Definitely go and get a little support around that. But if you've identified that, hey, you know, I'm just feeling like I'm not doing all the things I want to do in my life, here is my recommendation. First and foremost, recommit to your truest and highest desire. What would you like to occur in your life right now that would bring you infinite amount of joy and happiness and peace and appreciation and all the good things in life? And narrow it down to one, because there can be multiple things, but what is the one thing that would totally and completely fulfill you at this time in your life? And after you get clear about what that is, and you don't have to rush in figuring it out, but most of you know instantly, if I were to snap my fingers, you'd be able to say it. Then I'd like you to do a dump, a releasing exercise. I call it dumping. Take out a piece of paper and write down all the reasons why you can't have that thing. And just write and write and write and write and write. And do this for about 15 minutes. Just write and write and write and write all the reasons why you can't have it. And also, as I was tuning into this particular releasing exercise that I was downloading from Spirit, I also got the message to write on that list all the times that you have attempted to go for this thing, right? Because I know people that listen to this program, it's not like you're sitting around doing nothing. You've probably been trying to make this thing a reality, or maybe you've tried in the past, and for whatever reason you gave up, you hit a challenge, it didn't feel like it was going to work. Maybe there was some feeling like you were unworthy of it. Just dump and dump and dump all that down on a piece of paper. Then destroy the paper and say, I release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. So it's a rapid dump, about 15 minutes. You can type it if you'd like. Just write and write and write. Type and type and type. And then release it for your highest and greatest good. And then after you do the dump on why you can't have it, I'd like you to do a meditation or a visualization or an imagining session and just go into a quiet place for as long as you need. Go in your room, lay flat in your back if you need to, lay on the floor, shut the door. If you're into candles, light your candles, say a prayer, and go into imagining as if what you deeply desire has already occurred and you are a year after the occurrence of that. So let's say you want to be in a romantic partnership. You're going to do a visualization or an imagining of your life a year after meeting that partner, being in that relationship, feeling all the good feelings that come with being in romantic partnership, and look at your life from that vantage point. Feel into that. And then when you come out of the visualization, spend as long as you need to there. When you come out of it, ask yourself, what do I need to know so that I can become that version of myself? And you'll get some intuitive hits. You'll get some inspiration. Feel into those. See into those. And then take action on one. Whatever comes up, take action on it. And then interestingly, I the message I got, the next step is to go into a space in your life where you are caring for yourself deeply. Just focused fully and completely on your well-being. And you can be working on whatever you're trying to manifest. Maybe it is love and you get out there and you start dating. Or maybe you just start preparing your mind, body, and spirit for being in that relationship. And do it through deep, deep, deep self-care. Totally committed to your well-being, your happiness, your joy, in whatever way makes sense to you. And it may not feel like you're working the goal. It might be that you're just enjoying your life and having a really good time. Now, the thing here is you want to raise your frequency, right? You want to get used to yourself at a higher frequency. So you might be working the goal and that makes you feel really, really good. But mostly, this exercise is designed so you get used to feeling really, really good. So I'm not going to tell you what you have to do in that space. Your intuition will guide you. You will feel inspired accordingly and just follow it, follow it, follow it. But the commitment, the shift in perception is that now I am deeply devoted to caring for myself in whatever form, way, idea comes to mind. You know, you might be looking for love and you realize I'm going to commit to a self-care routine. Or you might be wanting to increase your earnings and maybe instead of looking for a new job or new sales, you're like, I'm just going to focus on really, really liking myself. And again, this process, this act is designed to help you raise your frequency so that you start to become more magnetic to the person in your visualization. So you're going to start to draw that life to you through self-care, through caring for yourself, through being completely and totally devoted to you. And again, you know, as I tune into it, I think why I'm struggling a bit with sharing this wisdom with you as I tune into it is that it's going to look different for every person. And I think sometimes why we feel like life is passing us by is that we're looking for someone outside of us or something outside of us to make us something. But this particular step is designed for you to start to make yourself who you want to be, to make yourself, make your reality as you are divinely led from within. And remember, your desires are on your heart because that is the direction that Spirit wants you to go in, and all the doors will open the minute that you start to believe that it's meant for you. And so this exercise is designed to really increase your energetic frequency to make you more receptive to wisdom, insight, experiences, opportunities that align with your truest and highest desire at this time. Now a little pep talk on this feeling like life is passing you by. You know life isn't passing you by, but I totally understand where you're at. You know, I get it. I get it, I get it, I get it. You're ready for something. You want something in your life. You've been envisioning it. You feel like you've been working at it. And it doesn't seem like anything's happening. So it's very easy to go to the space of believing that life is passing you by. But know that that is just an illusion. And you get to dictate how you use your time. So reclaiming the way in which you use your time devoted to this high level, high frequency self-care will be transformative for you. It will help you to feel inspired in new and more fulfilling ways, as I think that's the way I want it. It's really a raising of a frequency. I keep coming back to that because that's the way Spirit's showing it to me in my mind's eye, is that it's not like, it's not like every day, right? It means this raising the frequency is deciding that you are special and treating yourself like you're special and fulfilling your desires to the best of your ability moment by moment. So you have the highest, truest desire, and then you're going to act like you are really, really special and treat yourself in that way. Treat yourself like you are high value and honor yourself in a way you've not honored yourself before. And you are worthy and deserving of living that life, right? You are worthy and deserving of being the version of yourself you've always wanted to be. Yeah. And it can be a little, I think it's amazing. You know, think of it like an adventure. It doesn't need to be, it doesn't need to suck, like whatever it is. Maybe your focus is that you really want to lose weight, and you've always wanted to lose weight, and you want to be this size. You do this dump around all the reasons why you haven't lost weight up until this point, and you really let go of the past. And then you start imagining yourself at a different body size. And then you come out of that visualization and you decide, you know what, I'm going to approach this from a different space. And first and foremost, I'm just going to get excited about being myself. I'm going to get excited about taking care of myself. I'm going to get excited about the things that interest me. I'm going to follow my curiosity. I'm going to make this an adventure. And I don't need to have all the answers. I know they will be revealed. It's a real shift into a divinity space. It's a real shift into seeing yourself as capable, seeing yourself as worthy, seeing yourself as powerful, right? And it's standing up to that part of you that wants to believe in the worst case scenario. It really is. The part of you that feels like you're not doing enough and life isn't working in your favor. It really is. It's just a shift in perception. It's just a shift in your approach. You are far closer to the things that you desire than you think. And if you can start to have fun again, if you can start to feel good again, if you can start to feel inspired again, if you can start seeking out the things that matter to you moment by moment, and it won't all make sense, right? I know when I started my book business, I had completely different goals. And writing a novel wasn't one of them, but the calling was on my heart and I had to follow it. And I'm so grateful that I did. And so be willing to do that and take time to breathe, you know, breathe in for 5, hold for 5, breathe out for 5, you know, really resetting that nervous system. Start, redevote yourself to all the things that you enjoy. But then also shift your attention towards that truest desire and ask yourself, what's the fastest way to get there? What's the fastest way? And what do I need to let go of, right? Typically, you know, it goes back to that releasing exercise. You might need to let go of the cynicism. You might need to let go of the past where you felt like it didn't work out for you. And maybe you started to believe it wasn't meant for you. Or maybe there's some childhood stuff you need to look at. Maybe what you're asking to change about yourself is very different than your family. Maybe if it is a weight thing, your whole family has been overweight. And so you've got to break out of that programming. But here's the thing. If you devote your energy to it, if you focus on it, if you pray about it, you're going to start feeling like life is completely and totally on your side. Yeah, because it is. So that's Michelle. I love you so much. Laugh, have fun, be playful, be joyful. Life is not passing you by. It's an illusion. But then see that as a sign from within. If you feel like life is passing you by, see it as an intuitive message from within and say, hey, it's time to really focus on what I really, really want and give your attention there. And then see what shows up. More and more information will be revealed from within, and you just follow each of those nuggets and you move in the direction of what you want most. Okay, that's my show. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. If you enjoy these podcasts, please join my newsletter. You can do that at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com on the front page. And twice a week, you'll get intuitive messages from me. And, you know, just keep your heart open. Keep your heart open. I know it can feel overwhelming and daunting but just know you're here on purpose, you're here for a reason, and lean into that, and you will be amazed by what will come forward for you. So I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.